Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And Jake, why do you have a box of tissues by your bed?
You know, it's for if, you know, you need to do stuff with your nose or intimacy or you need to rub my jizz off of off of your boobie.
They're for my butt plugs. It's for my butt. Ooh, tickle me, culo. Tickle me, culo. Chica.
Qué lindo. Qué lindo.
Ah.
Azul butt plugs.
The ass can grow, but you need a box of tissues around just in case.
Why did she have a problem with the tissues? I think
of
that's a very
things.
Normal thing.
Of all the she things. Was... I have allergies. You go through a box of tissues every day.
I have tissues right here because I'm getting over a cold.
Oh, Kim.
why do you have tissues? I feel like she may not be in the best frame of mind. That's that's where I am kind of with her. Yeah.
Rough to watch. Well, I also, though, I liked Razvan like 20 times more than I thought I would.
Oh, my God. I think this guy's actually earnest. I may completely regret this by the end of the season.
I will.
I don't know.
You should know. Boy, Matt Sharp's still doing a number on you.
Amazing.
Well, I'm a terrible judge of character.
The power of the edit. The power
of
the edit.
I'm terrible. It could be the edit. Here's why.
No, you're wrong.
The friend said, I'm worried that this Amanda may break his heart. So I don't know if the friend would say that if she hadn't seen it happen before. I don't know.
That's true.
If you suction cup your iPhone to a public installation in public to do a shirt unbuttoning TikTok, you're the lowest form of life on the planet.
That is cynical
money.
But fair.
I can't believe because usually you're the one to say this, but I agree with Kyle.
I am kind of dickmatized by him.
I am too. I'm surprised.
So like Amanda.
Exactly. Well,
except Amanda's not dickmatized right now. She's sad.
I wasn't widowed a year ago.
Sadly, yeah. Amanda is not dickmatized. I mean, maybe on some level she's, but she's, I feel like she's Jesus-matized. She feels like this guy right. is what God has given her to, she wants a savior. And this guy is a savior to take away all her pain from not processing that her husband died from cancer.
So question.
She'll see God being fucked by that Romanian dick. That's what I'll tell her.
Jesus. Wow. I'm already sad.
We had a question last episode that I don't feel like it's answered. You guys seem to think very clearly that the box literally contains the remains of that man.
There is no other option. It is 100% full of ashes. His ashes.
I wasn't sure about it. I kind of felt like it had to, like, maybe this is just to preserve my own sanity, but I felt like it had to be some just kind of symbolic totem because how could you take that to the airport whilst you are about to travel on your bang trip?
You mean the fact that Daddy's box was riding bitch in the back of the Honda Accord?
Yes. On the way to the Jizz Festival that's about to happen in Bucharest.
Here's how you know. Here's
the
how
Bucharest-y
you know.
Bucharesti bang.
One of my friends who came to visit me this week, we were watching 90 Day and talking about it. And she said that she had a friend that that type of box, the same, but there's this special process they do where they seal the box. So it's actually the ashes are sealed within the box. And you can take you can, as far as flying, you can get like special letters. And who was it? Somebody I knew. I can't believe I'm saying somebody I knew, but maybe I've watched it on a reality show. Do we watch it with someone?
Reality show or someone I know in real life?
Did we know someone who put their ashes in like a, they put ashes in like a cup of like Metamucil or something like that to take their ashes?
I don't think we know anyone like that.
I know someone who did that and they stopped
on
the plane.
I think that's Oklahoma.
They said it was a can of Metamucil and they said, you can't bring the Metamucil. And they said, well, it's my daddy's ashes. And so
You knew from Oklahoma.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Are you sure? I feel like it's a reality show.
I'll tell you why I know it's ashes. Because the box has an actual heft to it. You actually watched her pick it up and struggle with her spindly arms. With her, because
it is made out of wood, though. But yeah, I think it's. Yeah,
I promise you, there are ashes in that box belonging to her dead husband. I don't think
let
all of them.
Let beauty come out of ashes.
But it is the darkest thing I've ever seen to start the season. To start the season of the Saints, and forgive us of our many sins, Mama, and bless Mama. And Papa, rest in peace. Can we sleep with Daddy's box in the room? Sure, children. Let me go talk to my Romanian boy toy who's probably going to start an OnlyFans soon. It is the darkest thing we've ever fucking seen.
Hey, it's no porn, Carney. It's no porn.
And on that note, we should introduce Matt and Jake, who are here from Reality Chase. Welcome.
Well, we just raw dogged you. Sorry. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt.
That's about always.
Another
goes.
One's Poodle.
And I'm Jake, aka Poodle. Hi, we're Reality Gays.
I think everybody knows who you are, but just
butt
in case.
By now,
yeah. We're on. Oh. I've had one in since this morning.
The first half of this podcast was on Reality Gaze, and now we're on the second half for episode 2 of season 6 of Before the 90 Days.
That you want.
4 tracks wasn't enough, was it, Kyle? Gotta have 5. Thank you. So we're
thank you for having us. And we had, and if you want to know if I need a butt plug or not, you can find that out on the first half on our feed.
We talked about it for 40 minutes.
We talked about it for a while.
I think you do. Yeah. Actually, you don't. It's just a hot dog down a hallway in that situation.
Woo! Yes.
Hello? 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 Does anyone have a 57 Chevy here? Yeah.
Because I need to come. The only way is going to be that 57 Chevy limited edition.
You're going to have to listen. Thank you for having us. And what a great season of B90. Can we so at least a great start? I mean, it's tragic and sad, but man, it's just, but we had Toe and then this, it almost makes us forget about Happily Ever After.
This was my favorite. Oh, this was coming. The previous season of Toe was my favorite since the first season.
That we agree.
I think so too. We loved it. Were you surprised it was over so fast?
Yes. You know what? It didn't drag on like all the other seasons did. Yeah. And I still would watch a whole spinoff of Jen and Rishi just because I found it so fucking compelling.
We said that they were the best couple on the season.
And totally.
I think it felt short and not dragging on because we just came off of a 4-part fucking HEA behind the scenes, no limits extravaganza, tell all magical experience.
No limits. Yeah.
Waste your time.
Yo, and I have a porn in my collection called No Limits.
No.
Wow.
Vague title.
Jake, remember it's their show, not ours.
That's true.
You could talk about whatever you want.
You know what? Whatever show I'm on, I'm going to talk about what I feel. Sadly.
Are you guys watching? Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
No, continue. I'm just, Jesus.
I was gonna ask if you've been watching Dick Me Abroad or Love in Paradise in the 90s.
Dick Me Abroad, we haven't been. It's a choice for our bicurious. But we have been watching Love in Paradise. I think we've been having fun shows, but I think this season to me, this has been like people who would have never been accepted to 90 Day Fiancé, like Cow Patty and Juan.
Oh, that's my what we God. Call her.
We call him Juan Hanks because I think he looks like Tom Hanks.
I don't see it. And
oh,
I never
Cow
have.
Patty, it's Juan Hanks. Ah, oh, Kells, I don't make eat my food. Ah, oh, Kells, don't you want to eat the chicken head? Ah, it's a chicken head. I'm Juan Hanks.
When you have to say I'm Juan Hanks, it's not a good impression.
It's a very good talk. A lot of people like my Tom Hanks impression.
Oh my God. So question. How long do you think Juan will stay in Torrington if he ever gets there? Two weeks or 2 months?
I can't imagine. I think this woman must share custody with her husband, which is why she has to be there.
Yes.
And I think that they need to somehow move to a bigger city for him. I think, and this is what I really believe, I think it's Fraudacity that, if it's not Fraudacity, she's being extremely cruel, that she wants him to quit his cruise ship job. I think that may still be, I think she may be okay with him still doing it. Do y'all believe the alleged cheating plot?
I think he's slamming ass all over the cruise ship. Have you seen the guy?
You know what? I agree. I don't know if you watch, go back and watch. There's a moment where Megan, or with, you know, the one with the Simba tattoo on her neck, or
Wait,
Megan.
Wait, did you agree? Because you said that you felt like he didn't on our show. What changed?
Well, here's the thing. I think I changed because I watched him again, and he kind of gets really cold. And there's this moment where he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I made no mistakes. And it kind of gets American Psycho-y.
Ooh, I can see that.
But weirdly, I think he just needed to do it for the camera. That's another option. But I think he went on excursions with her family. We've asked people who worked on the cruise ship, our listeners. They've said, usually that's when you're fucking. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
So wait, you're saying that he, as an added service, went on day trips with people?
Yes, and also plundered her booty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You kind of convinced me because, I mean, Tom Hanks was a villain in Road to Perdition. So he can be a bad guy. It can happen. Juan Hanks could be it.
That man has range. I don't know if he's a bankable actor, but... range, definitely.
I don't know.
I will say we feel like we don't know. Sometimes we think Carlentine is Fraudacity, and then sometimes we don't because Carlos is just that fucking dramatic. So do y'all think that they're still going to get back together and get married before the end of this season?
No.
We don't think they're going to get married.
Kind of done.
So, yeah. But my question for you was, where do you fall on the inviting the friend to the wedding drama?
Michelle, who we've never met still. Where is she?
I think we're supposed to meet her next week.
Yes.
I think...
Or this week, when this airs, it'll be this week.
I think if you told me that this woman who you had kind of had a crush on, and although you had never been intimate, is going to come to your wedding, I would say no, and we get another veto. Or I would actually go veto for veto, and say if he wanted to veto someone, I would go, well, then how about I don't want this person coming. That's how I handle conflict resolution in my relationships. Tit for tat.
That's true.
Yeah, zero
get ready
game.
To compromise with Poodle. Exactly. He's never just going to give it to you. You're going to have to give up some skin.
If I roll over, you're going to give something up.
The way it is.
Does it change your thinking? So Kim and I were very much on the side of, if it's your wedding and you don't want someone to be there, then they don't get to come.
They don't get to come. I agree. Yeah. 100%.
And I always wonder, like, it makes it even worse to me that he tried to get with her and she rejected him.
Yeah.
And then immediately started banging Valentine.
Yeah.
Valentine is right. I think Valentine is so, I'm starting to like him. Well, I kind of have a crush on him now that he has.
Yeah, you can't be impartial.
So also, one of our
the hair situation is resolved.
The hair situation's better.
Also, and then big news, huge. One of our listeners got propositioned by Valentine on Grindr.
Oh,
so and they're obviously
recently?
Yes, and they sent us the pictures.
And they sent us the dick pic that he sent.
Oh shit!
No. Trust me.
Oh no!
His body is snatched, and his penis is massive. Like we're talking Johan and Danielle penis level.
It is worth it.
And I joined that OnlyFans of Johan to see how big that was too.
Because we wrote it off. We wrote it off.
I did. I did. I told my accountant. I said, "This is on the business card."
Off.
Well, what category does that fall into?
Can you please
went right into Danielle's pocketbook.
Kim's husband does some of our finances sometimes. Kim, can you please ask him if I can sign up for Lexi's OnlyFans?
Yes, you can.
You can. It's research. Research. Okay, that's what I put it under.
You know awesome. What? I think you actually could do that, Kyle, because that is indeed research for your business.
Deep research.
Yes. Research.
We would have to ask your wife as well, unfortunately, for that one.
No,
you don't know me.
She's not involved in those issues of the business.
No,
she's not involved.
Oh man, yeah,
we have a clear separation, you know.
And all the rest are forgettable. Like Grandpa and Anna.
I can't even think of another one.
Yeah, Pop and the Everton and Jordan who
so fake.
It's the fakest thing ever.
I never say that.
And
it's so bad.
April and Valentine, who I don't know why in anyone would think that we would like April.
Is she on this show? She's
why
rich,
the fuck did she apply
doctor?
To be on the show?
Yeah,
and then she's third tier, and she's still doing it. I don't understand the motivation.
I feel bad because I really like Love in Paradise. The first two seasons were probably my favorite 90 day iteration, and I sold everybody on it. And I feel like all these people now are like, "What the fuck, yeah. Maddie was talking?"
You're right. You let everyone down. You're right. I'm sorry you did that.
Yeah. Better not happen with 90 Day UK because the first season was so fucking good.
Don't take that from me.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Katie and Alejandro are on it again.
Katie and Alejandro?
Alejandro. Yes.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
It's too much. It's too positive.
So annoying. She just does this like dance over and over and over and over again. That's it. And it's bad.
Well, her whole shtick is follow me on my fitness journey. And I was like, I've seen it in one frame. Done.
Boom. I know. They're awful. And they're in the UK now. So we're just going to see how miserable he is because he's cold.
Just cold and rainy.
It's very, very cold.
Sucks. Yeah. Anyway, well.
But her nan will make pork growlers for him.
All the food he's going to eat from here on out is going to be beige.
Yep.
Covered in gravy.
Sad. Oh, yeah. Various pork shades growler. Of beige. So we talked about Gino and Jasmine and Riley. So we're going to cover who are we talking? We have all the sadness.
All the sadness. I think you guys did get all this, but I think we can still make fun of it because I know you guys are tiptoeing around Daddy's box, but we completely went in on it.
We couldn't decide last week. We're like, can we make fun of this?
Yes.
I was like, I don't know. And so I had Daddy's to ask Matt. I like immediately emailed you.
Box was hard when I was crying. Daddy's box fat in the back of the Honda Accord.
I did say, if your children are white knuckling your husband's ashes on the way to the airport, You may
want to turn around the Civic.
You may want to turn around the Civic.
Yeah. Oh, I like Rasmus so much more than I thought I would. And that showering scene, I was like, oh.
Okay, that was either a woman camera person or a fag doing that. Because no one's going to explore a man's body like that.
It was an up and down. It was an up and down. I felt like was this on Netflix now? What am I watching?
I watch this normally at like 1.5 speed because we have to watch everything. I put that on a normal slow speed.
I went mine down, went to 0.5. I didn't want it to end.
He is not my type at all, but I was like finding myself thinking, what's so
charming? He's everyone's type.
But I agree with Kyle. I don't trust him. I don't trust. There's going to be more to this guy.
There's weird. He has, I will say.
He's literally an actor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I wrote. I wrote down in my notes. He is literally an actor, and he's probably a good actor.
Okay,
you know what?
And
I'm not a good one to talk to about this because I fucked and dated a lot of actors until I stopped.
Whoa.
I don't know. I was just like really shook as well. Amanda is so uncomfortable.
Oh, because she's still in the throes of extreme grief.
It's like palpable when she's before she even sees him at the airport. I'm like, oh, she's spiraling. And she won't even let his tongue in her mouth. It's like really bad. No.
I was uncomfortable as soon as they saw each other. I went, uh-oh, this is not good. This is not good. This is not good. Uh-oh.
You can tell instantly, absolutely instantly, that something is off.
Well, we kind of get more of a time frame. We didn't really get a very good time frame, but as Vin was talking to his friend, Deanna, Deanna.
Yeah.
And he says,
friend.
Like, they've owned
he's been inside her on camera.
Oh, yeah.
What it feels like to me is she wanted to be with him and she wanted to date, or they fucked around once and now they're just friends. Because you don't look like that and have friends, female friends who look like that. You never even thought about messing around.
You see very explicit contact that she made with him when they met up.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
She's jealous of Amanda too. She was like, why are you so obsessed with her?
Why her?
Yeah.
Why is she special?
Why not to me? Why not to me and my multiple tattoos and piercings?
Three words. USA. There you go.
Right.
That's why.
Right.
Yeah. It's not good.
How do you know USA and Romania? You know that Romanian.
This guy is like filming TikTok lives out in public.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I didn't know that you could exchange TikTok roses for cash.
And
so what that means, I didn't realize when Amanda last week said that she sent him a rose on TikTok, she's literally like Venmo tipping him.
It is, and it feels
kind
like
of like only it's like an OnlyFans tip.
It's not sex work, but it's adjacent in a way.
Yeah.
It is, because he says, I make more money whenever I'm flirty in my videos. And 70% of his women, our followers are women, and then just gay men.
Ain't nothing wrong with sex work, y'all. Get it while you can and do it. But it does feel adjacent to that and less lovey. So
does he sit on cakes is what I want to know.
I still say, why ruin a cake? That really bothers me.
He's not far from it.
He's making $2,000 a month, he says, on TikTok, which is twice the average like monthly salary in Romania. I looked it up. Yeah. So,
and that's I can imagine that's a side gig for him. That's not his primary.
No.
Well, maybe it's his primary income,
he's
but
an
he's
actor,
got other
model.
Yeah, he's got other things coming in.
He content said you creator. Can't make any money though as an actor in Romania. So, like, what? I don't know. I'm not judging him. What?
I'm judging him, but
if I looked like that,
not making money, just
if I looked like that,
judgment.
I would never wear a shirt and be on camera as much as possible.
I'd be naked, Ryan. I gotta say though, and I might get flack for this, but whatever. It's on your show, so maybe they won't come for me. but I have way less sympathy. I judge her actually way more. I know that like she's experienced this trauma and it was horrible, but there's just this part of me that I'm like,
baby, what are you doing?
People have shitty things that happen to them in life. And being an adult is like, I feel like she's doing such a disservice to her children.
4 months. I think this, she's known.
Yeah. Him. That's what I was talking about. We finally get the timeline. They've only been dating someone 4 months and you're going to go over their 3 weeks to, possibly engage. Like, this is some fucking Nicole and Asin bad parenting level shit.
It's objectively bad. And I think the only reason why we judge her less harshly than Nicole is because of the grieving element. But in terms of the actual impact to the kids, it might actually be even worse.
Yes.
Because there's a profound confusion factor that's going to play into this. But the reality is it's never going to really come to pass. He's never getting here. They're going to break up in Romania.
She's doing stepdaddy interview too. She's like, this could be the man in the life. I'm like, really?
And she's God crying really? And when she says, thinking about it. I'm like, oh.
She says, God has given me this chance to find happiness again. And as we said on our show last week, God wants you to go to therapy. God wants you to go to grief counseling, not go to God about this. God's not going to give you a fucking stepdad. Do some work. on yourself. Jesus.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I
yeah,
mean,
it, she's emotionally stunted.
I have nothing but tough love for her.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, her personality, she reminds me of people on Love After Lockup that went into prison at age 17 and now they're getting out at age 31.
Yes, that is exactly how
she
went.
She was 19 and her husband was 33 when they met. So she's been dating him since
he's always taking care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think her sister took care of her because her older sister with the bad eyeliner.
The one who looks like Kristen Stewart who stayed in Ohio, as I said.
Yeah. Her emotional development only came in the context of her husband, right?
Yeah.
And it was it's one of the reasons why everyone says don't get married until you're 30.
Yes,
because your emotional growth is only within that relationship context from then out. And if it doesn't work out, you're still that emotional age almost. And unless you have a very, very interesting and open communication marriage.
But no, it's
if you're like on Queer Love, maybe not.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Then you talk about that is everything.
Everything over and over and over.
Yeah.
And you say you have to say about talking about boundaries and hell, are you my hell yes?
I don't feel safe with one ply toilet paper. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Got it. This isn't a hell yes for her. I think this is a heaven yes. I think on top of this is evangelical shame about sex.
Yeah.
Shame about the guilt of losing.
100%.
I mean, Those, I know she left them in Ohio, but she might as well have brought them prayer blankets on top of those kids with her and just shrouded herself in it.
Speaking of evangelical shame, y'all, Pat Robertson died today.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. Happy that Pride. Fucker's dead.
And as Sean Robinson says, we wish you the very best.
We're going to have to leave this here, Pat. You know, if y'all have a problem with that, you can send your messages to Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram. We would love to talk to you about that.
Send it to me for a good laugh. I mean, the world is a better place today.
It is.
Don't send them to me. I won't read them. So
yeah,
he was. I have 700 reasons why I'm glad he's gone.
He was a horrible, hateful man. And and again, if my mother told me not to speak ill of the dead, so I think we should move on.
Was anybody surprised that Rosman was married 3 years ago for only 6 months?
No,
not at all. Because no. I will say, like, I think this guy, I want to know more about his, I want to know more about his ex-wife.
Me too. Was she American? Was she Romanian?
He
proposed after 1 month.
Did they meet on set?
Or even worse, was she foreign? Was she like British or?
Yes.
Yeah. Did they actually even fucking meet in person?
Because
he blamed jealousy of his career.
Yeah.
Are they setting up a parallel with Amanda?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
She's already jealous. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of absurd. Wait,
they must have met if they were married, but did they ever actually live together? Did they go to fucking Turkey for a weekend?
I was just about to reference, I can't remember her.
Hussein
from Iran.
God, I will never forget him answering his phone during that wedding ceremony. I will never forget it.
I hope they come back. They probably won't, but I would love it.
It's my mom. Come on.
A boy's best friend is his mother, but a straight boy. Definitely.
Oh, man. I don't know. I need to know. We're never going to meet the ex-wife, are we? We'll have to look for it on TikTok.
I don't think we will.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out who it was.
We have a listener. We call her Mary Sissy Detective, and she always does deep dives.
She's like a Reddit sleuth. She'll find
out. Yeah, okay. She'll find out.
Good. I mean, it was so unsettling seeing her, like Amanda, so uncomfortable. And I didn't even know she was going to try. She leans in to kiss him, but there's no tongue. She like will not make out with him.
It's a shame she has of the attraction. She can't. She's covering her face whenever he's with his underwear. Like it almost.
I'm ugly.
But it made me feel pedophilic. Like he was like a man with a child because the way she acted, it just skeezed me out.
One of the things is you can tell her head is telling her that she's romantically interested, and her body is not there. And when she kisses him, you can tell she is literally like her body is recoiling.
I actually wonder if it's the opposite because
her body wants to kiss. That's a good option.
Because it seems like the next morning in the preview, he's talking about how she was super horny, but didn't kind of cross the Rubicon there.
Look, it is all. It's all shame. It's all shame about the ex. And also, I guarantee you, evangelical shame about her body, sex. Because look, game recognizes game. I've gone to bed by a man and said I wouldn't do anything because I want Jesus to love me. And the next thing you know, at 3 a.m., I'm doing poppers and taking two dicks. And then at 7 a.m., I'm leaving back to my dorm room and I'm saying the Lord's Prayer with my Catholic rosary. Been there, done it, and I got the STI to prove it.
Your Catholic rosary and your bedside tissue box.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so mean. She's like, what's all this stuff on your sink? Where am I supposed to put my brush? It's like,
that
was.
Do you think that she's do you think that the anger is like a projection of what this sinful man is about to do to me?
Yes.
It's that. And she's trying to pick a fight. She's trying to find something wrong.
She's also a spoiled princess. I think she was very spoiled, and
neither of us are fans of her. I don't know if you noticed that.
I'm not a fan. I just think that she. But I agree with you.
Show.
I agree with you, Kai. I want to know.
Be on this fucking show.
Yeah, I want to know who his ex-wife is. I need it because I think Poodle and Kim are going to find it. I guarantee you, it was an American, and then you're going to go.
There's just something about him that feels genuine to me, and I'm probably wrong, but I get that feeling.
Again. I'm a terrible judge of character, but he feels like warm and cozy to me.
So are we.
I would get like so scammed so easily. Ugh. Anyway.
I mean, just saying.
When I was young, I was scammed, and now I'm the scammer.
Yeah, he's the one talking to Ty Ray.
You knocked Modesto, Poodle, but I've driven to at 4 in the morning to pick you up from Modesto because of a judge of character.
Maybe. All my friends know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
You're never going to get the key to the city of Modesto, Kyle.
Or all of the South, or Ohio, or Texas, or Oklahoma.
Yeah. Just every state.
I come pretty hard for Ohio. So, yeah.
And you came pretty hard in Ohio because you fucked a lot of guys in Columbus.
So were you surprised that Rosman's like apartment was so nice and modern? Like he has a car. This is just like things a majority of the cast do not have. It's like a nice car, a nice modern downtown apartment. He says he lives in the best part of the city. I mean, half of the apartment is set up like a freaking porn studio, but whatever.
And I want to ask you that you like him so much. What other person from Before the 90 Day?
Indicted.
What other cast member from Before the 90 Day had a setup like this?
Thomas?
No,
maybe?
Close. Jesse of Darcy. Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, that cut deep.
Right?
Yikes.
Woof. I'm shook.
But I always got creep vibes from Jesse.
It's true.
Me too.
But that's what it reminded me of. Everything needs to look perfect.
He has disposable income that
in Romania,
I think that he just blows it on whatever for status, and it also feeds back in to the TikTok clout. It's very Andrew Tate.
It's just
God, who is awful.
That's dark. He
I took a real stance there.
It's don't, yeah, you
you're,
people,
you're
don't you
so,
love that
so
people?
Brave.
Sometimes,
so
sometimes, y'all, you got to stick your neck out.
Yeah,
sometimes
so
you got to stick your neck out and say how you feel.
Love that people come here for entertainment and positivity.
Regardless of the how it may reflect on me.
Yeah. I also do not care for Mr. Tate.
Thank you, Kyle, for supporting me. What a take!
I am an ally.
I don't even know who that is. So there we go.
He's an awful, awful person on the internet.
Yeah. I know vaguely who he is, and
not
I
familiar.
Want to investigate more. Her kids too. Amanda's kids like obviously like understand what's going on. She's like, they just think he's a friend. And when she's on the FaceTime with him, they automatically like immediately ask about his bedroom, which is
show me
so
that bed, Mom.
You guys fucking? I saw the tissues.
Yeah, Riley gets off the phone and asks Aunt Teresa, "Is mommy a whore?"
I think my favorite is it's Junior, and because I didn't know that was his name, I thought his name was like JR. And someone went, "No, they called him Junior." I was like, that washed over me because I'm like, it's almost like the spirit of the father needs to say, "Mommy, are you gonna be in his bed?" It's just so fucking dark.
Yeah. Mommy, are you going to do a porn with him? It's not porn.
I don't know. Anything else about these? I just...
No, we got to move on. Jesus.
She really unsettles me.
The whole story, maybe it is her, but to me it's more the entire storyline as a whole. Is disturbing.
There's something about starting with saying your prayers in bed with those children that's so fucking gothic.
We've got to move on. I'm going to put a gun to my head. We got to talk.
The next episode with this woman that's going to Israel, that looks even worse.
She's a fucking nut.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, she's
Thank
Catholic
God.
As well.
One bread, one body.
Yo, the Catholics love when he sings Catholic bangers.
They do. They love it.
Sing to the mountain, sing to the sea.
There's only like four of them.
Yahweh, I know you are near. I was going to say that the second one sounded like a sea shanty.
It is.
Raise your voices, lift your heart. This is the day the Lord has made. Let all the earth rejoice.
There you go.
This is the kind of talent you never hear on Navi J. Cray Cray.
That's what I have to deal with consistently. Catholic songs.
We have three sound effects. That's what we have.
Well, speaking of Christian, a guy named Christian is catfishing Tyrae.
What a segue.
Great segue. Video.
But Tyrae is saying, but you're telling me there's a chance.
But is there a chance? But I'm not ready to let go of this connection.
It's all misunderstanding.
Show me love addict codependency. Ding.
Terrible.
Guys,
terrible.
He went to Barbados last year during COVID.
That was some Caesar shit, right?
Yeah.
Was it Caesar or David and Lana? Was it Caesar who went to there? Or was
David,
it David?
No, David went twice.
14 times or something.
Remember Caesar had dinner with that waitress who like had to be nice to him because he was telling the waitress that it was he's there for his engagement?
Caesar went to Mexico.
Caesar went to Mexico. Oh, she was supposed to meet him. She didn't meet him.
And then Andrew, what's his fuck? A kind dragon, but that was a different situation.
The thing with all of those people that you described, the person they were talking to actually was the pictures they saw.
That's true.
This is different because
this is Yolanda and Williams.
If Yolanda went to London or something.
Yes, so we
can you imagine that? There's Piccadilly Circus.
So we not familiar. Stars. Piccadilly. But this is like Yolanda. This is what I was gonna say. Everybody talks about Caesar. No, this is Yolanda because whereas Yolanda, you're like, she's just so naive and silly. Tyrae hasn't processed his father being murdered in a park and hasn't talked about an emotion since.
It's so sad.
Daddy was murdered in a park. That's us playing the ukulele.
So sad.
Not just playing the ukulele.
The entire first episode, we were tiptoeing around if we can make fun of people, and now we've broken through that. We've really broke our hymen.
We don't give a fuck.
Let us guide you,
and we did it so gently. Yes. No, I just gotta say, if you're gonna be on television playing a ukulele, number one, learn more than one chord because that's not playing a ukulele. Number two, tune your motherfucking ukulele.
That's all I need to say. It's bad.
I just was surprised that he was standing outside in Modesto.
Stop. Oh my God.
There's going to be a lawsuit for slander filed against you by the citizens of Modesto.
We have never.
Where else can you buy cheap meth?
We were trying to think what happened last week, and we're just now catching up because on our reality game, RG Plus, our Patreon supercast, we're doing old up. Like we just watched the finale of Jay and Ashley of Ashley finding out that Jay was on Tinder. We're on that great, amazing season of season six. But
the scooter,
The scooter, Natalie and the scooter. But has there ever been? Has there ever been a time where a producer said to a cast person, we will not use any of this footage? We will.
Oh, not at all.
Because do you think they're worried that possibly Tyrae would kill himself? Is that to me is what I think they're worried about. being suicidal.
So we had one of our Patreon members post a thread about this today, and it was a good theory, and it makes sense. Basically, the assertion was the reason that they told him in this way is because he's a man, and there was a talk show. So this is one of our long
time.
You know her. You know her, Andrea Simpson. Andrea Simpson posted this thread. And she was talking about how there was in the 90s, there was a gay man that revealed his crush on a straight male friend, and the friend ended up killing him.
Yes.
And so the tinfoil is that they just didn't want, they thought that it would go, and that's why they didn't say anything to Yolanda, because, you know, she's not perceived as like a threat to anyone.
Right. I think that's fair.
But why is Kyrie a threat? He's like the most mild-mannered.
To himself.
I think they're worried about him being suicidal.
Oh, yeah. He could snap. So okay. Who knows? That's definitely, on our show, those conspiracy theories are usually, I usually embrace those, and with my conspiracy theory drag queen persona, Tinfoil Hattie. So the Tinfoil Hattie.
She's always believes aliens are somewhere.
Your favorite conspiracy theory drag queen.
I'm more than willing to
entertain the wildest conspiracy theory if it's relevant to reality TV.
I'm going to tag out.
I just wonder, like, for this Christian guy who's behind Carmela, because Tyrae says he's only been sending 50 to 100 a month, and I do believe that because the guy just doesn't have money.
He doesn't have money.
He has it.
He's living on disability and caretaking.
Is it worth that level of communication for $50?
I don't know how many people Christian is doing this to. So maybe it's a really money-making. He's chatting with them all the time.
They're using some type of like bot or just canned responses. Well, that's what
I was going to say. In 5 years, this is 100% just going to be chatbot driven.
Automated.
And they're never going to know if it's not already.
It's
a scary
thought. Maria better be ahead of the curve here and already have ChatGPT implemented in her.
That's true.
I am not accountant.
Yes.
I am not human, literally, anymore.
One of the most shocking moments
ever. Thank God for his brother and sister. They seem like wonderful, wonderful siblings. But you can tell that Tyrae, like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything atypical about. I think it's just trauma. But even when they like say, "Hey, bub, do you want us to hold your hand?" and he can't actually hold his sibling's hand.
He's emotionally stunted too. Yeah, he said. They say Tyrae's always kept everything in
since our father was murdered in the park when he was 4.
But also, do you think that their relationship has to be very strange, though? Because I think that he has some huge resentment for his siblings because he's the only one taking care of his mom.
Yeah.
And he made that pretty clear in the first episode.
Tyrae is the one who really takes care of me.
So I didn't have that reaction to the siblings that you did.
Maybe.
I got an icky feeling about it that,
I mean,
you know, basically
like his siblings seem to be never around to do any of the hard work of taking care of his mom and being emotionally available to him until the cameras are rolling. And then they put on this performative show of being these delightful people. Again, maybe I'm a cynical asshole. But I don't know.
Or both things can be true, Kyle.
Yes.
Or I have a third theory. Or Tyrae is the male version of Precious, and that mother's a monster and keeps him there. And Tyrae can't break away from his domineering, abusive mother.
And you were the one that was against conspiracy theories 5 seconds ago.
It's not Tyrae, it's Ty Precious.
Wow. Ty Precious from the novel Push by Sapphire.
We need a beat up Mariah Carey to come save this man.
Wow.
Remember when everyone talked about how brave Mariah Carey was to show up looking like a, quote, social worker and Precious?
And
brave.
She still couldn't act. It was amazing.
It's still bad.
So, like, one of the things that bothered me about the siblings is his sister literally pulls a fucking Vanessa and says, "I thought he was asexual."
Like, I think that's
that was messed up.
That was shitty. And I think they say our brothers are really sweet guys. I think they look down on this guy.
Oh, they absolutely do.
I mean, at minimum, they just pity him.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's kind of a pitiable figure because of this whole cat. It's one thing to be catfish. It's another to be in such absurd denial about it.
Yeah. I think that's it.
He won't even listen to the recording. Like, yeah, I think, play the recording. I want to hear Christian.
And he gets up and walks away, and he can't even like cry. Can't even. So I think it's yes and. I think it's probably hard to be his brother because after a while you're just like, come on, dude, like get up and unless you're a therapist, you're thinking shit or get up, you know, shit or get off the pot with your life. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is sad. Fuck.
But they all, I mean, if you're tired,
where's that 57 Chevy when you need it? Hurry, make me feel car. Where someone give me it's not a Chevy. For me, it's a Dodge Caravan with wood siding. Where are you? I need to feel.
Oh my God.
I just wonder if they all pooled their resources together, they could get some professional help and he could get a job and then he could contribute and live his life, yes. But they don't. And so I think
they also don't give a shit about him. I think they're happy that he's taking care of the mom.
He's over there. He's taking care of a problem that gets off of their list.
Yeah. Even the mom said it. Remember? The mom threw all the kids under the bus.
Right. Yeah.
And so
we wish them the best.
I wish them the best.
I'm sad. Can we talk about David?
the only last thing I have to say is like when he goes to Barbados and she blames COVID, I feel like that would be a relevant excuse if it was done over video chat.
Yeah. This to me, Tyrae is not living in reality at all. I know that's an understatement, but that's the fact why they were on Snapchat. That's why when he tries to explain himself, he's like, I don't know. And so this person is so disassociated from his feelings, from the way it was all romanticized, and it was really comforting having this person Snapchatting them their boobs and other sexual things. But now things have come to roost and the delusion has ended and it's ugly.
It's so sad. Yeah. Does he go to Barbados?
I think we do see on this season, you see him traveling. And again, this Christian shows out.
Does he have an audible like Tariq?
I'm so fucking here for this. I just can't wait to watch it. I know that's terrible.
Yeah.
You're sick.
But yeah, but also this is why I make you watch shows like Smothered and Extreme Sisters. I love it.
I hate that you make me watch those two shows.
It's that therapist in me where I love Smothered, to see the dysfunction.
Smothered and Extreme Sisters. Oh. I can do you, me, and my ex. You, me. But even that's like lost all of its
When the sister chewed her sister's toenail off, give me more of it.
No, sir.
Kyle, that happened. That happened. A sister bit off her cool. sister's hangnail.
That's awesome. You ready to talk about Red Rocket?
Red Rocket.
Wow. This guy.
Wow.
It's
red. It's fiery. It's angry. His penis.
It's yummy. We're talking about.
It's yummy. His eggplant.
Yeah.
He hasn't flown on an airplane in 18 years.
I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure it's terrible.
When he made it clear, he's like, yeah, if there's a gate change, I just have to sit there and just wait for the some type of like gate agent. And I'm like, yeah, they really do everything by hearing. And I'm like, but you, it's not like you would know because it's always like,
you can miss gate now move to C4 going to Delta.
Yeah, nobody ever gets. I get a text message when there's a gate change. I don't get. You think I can understand those announcements? Nobody gets a gate change information that way. Nobody.
Well, he hasn't been to the airport in 18 years, so maybe I give him a little bit of leeway there.
Yeah, that's true.
He's still thinking you don't have to take your shoes off.
Right.
That's true.
Wow. What'd you think about Sheila?
I liked her more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Me too.
She seems a lot more down to earth than your normal Hazel.
Right. Or, she reminds me of the woman from Christine. The Philippines on UK, yep. Christine.
Totally.
Yeah.
Who I really like.
Oh, that is who she reminded me of. Yeah.
Yeah. Kids. Seems to actually enjoy talking to her partner and have a genuine connection. This isn't a sex tourism thing.
Yeah.
So
you think she's actually into David? It's not about just being in the US.
I think that she's actually into him, and she feels very comforted by the fact that they will at some point share hearing loss together. Yeah. The story of her just jamming a broomstick into her fucking ear was insane.
I covered my mouth.
Holy I couldn't. Shit. I was like, I had to close. I had to cover my eyes.
I mean, that made me think of the movie Pie, where you know my mom told me to not to stare in the sun, so I did.
Look at Matty's face.
Matty's frozen on my screen.
No, he just wasn't moving because he was confused.
Why would you do that?
You haven't seen that movie? That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. He stares. It's a great movie. He hasn't seen a lot of movies.
Why would you like, see?
I mean, neither.
A lot of movies.
You know what movie I just saw for the first time last night, and it was really good.
This is not a recent movie.
Have y'all heard of that movie, Funny Girl? I watched it for the first time with Barbara Streisand. I think that Streisand's going to be a star.
How have you not seen that film?
I've never seen it before. I saw a play of it once, a musical, but I'd never actually seen the movie.
You need to give me your gay card.
Omar Sharif is hot. He is hot.
I think he's going places.
Funny though, I watched it and I went, this movie really is about a woman who gives up everything for a narcissist who just wants to ride on her coattails. I looked up the real life story. He was a piece of shit and used her money forever.
He was horrible.
He was horrible.
I'm so sorry we just turned your podcast into a gay podcast by talking about Funny Girl.
At the end, when she sings My Men at the end and she's crying, and I finished the movie and I went, well, God, this is about codependency.
The show only works because she's so good in the role. Anybody else, you kind of just feel sorry for her.
I was just sad. I thought, well, maybe Funny Lady's better. I guess there's a second one.
It is not.
Oh, well.
I haven't seen the second one.
I think we've crossed to gay. So we're going to bring it back.
I'm sorry.
Were you surprised at the damage to the house from the fire and the typhoon? Like, this was no fucking bullshit. And this is why I trust anything she says, because Sheila was not fucking around about this fire. They don't have running water. They don't have barely electricity. She's like, but we have a toilet. I was like,
and the
that
toilet,
does not look safe.
The toilet. She's like, and we have a toilet. And I went, this is not an American standard or a Kohler. This is a bucket.
This is very much a situation of fire, typhoon, the roof's broken. And then Tom's son rolled his car. And then Tom had to have eye surgery. From like the housewives. It was like this long list of things that happens.
The roof is on fire.
There's no roof.
He's going to stay in a hotel, right? So they can
fuck. That's what I want to know. Is he staying with her?
I know. It's like
it
when
seems
you fucking
like he is staying.
Wow.
And we'll see I don't think he'll be a big Ed about it the way Ed was, because he's not that person.
No one's ever going to be that. No one will be like that.
You know, but so our producer, Christina, she's from the Philippines, and she talks a lot about how the reason why I think she's in love with him too is because, my ass is backing up. I don't know if you can hear it beeping in the background. Just. It smells a big uncut dick.
Wide load.
Yeah, it's just immediately just, sorry, I can't control it. It's like Jasmine. Yes, get my culo. Oh, yes, entra my culo. Please,
first, stimulate the area.
Please. It is funny how playing the role of Jasmine, I've been with so many Latin men, I don't have to search for terms of how to talk about nasty butt sex in Spanish. It's a few things I know. But anyway, what were you saying?
Please get to the point.
What you talked about, this woman, the fact that this woman has a kid, the fact that she's hearing impaired, like, I'm not going to speak for the whole country because I'm a white American, grew up in Oklahoma.
Her options are limited.
But yes, just from what I know from watching this show and talking to friends.
It's the Hazel issue.
Yes, options are limited. So I think that this is both, probably out of any of the couples on 90 Day, before the 90 Day, these are the ones that both feel like you are my best shot for love and life.
It's the Venn diagram is actually two interlapping, is two circles on top of each other. I need a better life for my son, and this is the best thing that's going to happen.
Very, very much like I forget his name, but he looks like an orc in Lord of the Rings, and the other woman from 90 Day UK.
Richard.
I don't think
he's that ugly.
King
he
Richard.
Like an orc. It's not that he's ugly. He just, his face. It looks.
It's his personality.
And everything. It's his personality. Yes. And he just, you know how some people, look at them and you know they smell like just wet clothes.
Yeah.
And cheese.
I think those two people are extremely quirky. And I think they found each other because both of them really don't belong in their societies.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is very same. The Venn diagram like interlaps for both of these.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't have a ton of money. So
that's true. I'm going to say something controversial. I think they may have the best chance this season.
That's what we said. Kyle and I think they're going to be the success story of the season.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to have initial all the drama.
God,
I think they're going to be the success story, but I'm concerned as a viewer because I don't find entertaining the communication issues unless there is a really poorly working translator app involved. I just feel like it's going to be really boring and hard to watch, and kind of it's just going to drag on, and
it's going to be heavy.
The only thing that could help is a lot of times when people don't speak, and like, you know, Scott and Lydia and
I was just going to talk about them. I found it so boring. It's awful.
What's different though is that David is always used to pausing and having to read a sentence and someone else having to read. That's the way he communicates full stop with people that don't know ASL. So I think it might be slow, but it's not going to be a hindrance to him. I think it would feel... So I actually think they're making a big deal about the ASL, not talking about deep stuff. Maybe it's not going to be an issue.
Well,
right. Maybe can't they just use a... she can just talk into a...
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
routine translator app.
And he'll just type it out.
And it may be that they edit it in a way that it's quick, like they do on the tell-alls when they just translate everybody.
That's true.
So we'll see. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway. We'll get to see if they bang soon.
I wonder, do you think there's going to, like, I'm trying to think of, like, ahead to David on the tell-all talking mad shit to someone in ASL. That'll be interesting.
Oh, yes. Boy,
they'll definitely be an ASL interpreter.
When we had an ASL interpreter at our Austin live show,
we had two of them.
Oh, it don't get me
dirty shit that we said, and they just went, they just did it.
That's awesome. I mean, it was worth it because it was fucking Texas. So, like, in California, we would have gotten that, like, but in Texas, they don't give a fuck. So, we personally had to, like, pay a shit ton of money for it. But it was still,
like, you have
worth
to have two. And we're like, fuck.
Whereas in California, you get everything for free. Like, someone will show up. They're like, no, you're going to have to pay thousands of dollars. And we're like, fine. We want everybody to feel included.
But you know what? It was fucking worth it. It was worth it. Those ASL.
When at we're what like, point? Jake said, and I had rivets of cum all over me. And we see this poor man, ASL, just going
rivulets
like.
Rivulets of semen. And he went like this.
And it's just like. And the thing is, you think they're going to turn red or be embarrassed about it?
Not at
they
all.
They acted like they just said, I just pulled up the QED report for the third quarter. And they just kept rolling with it.
And we said, thanks for the. We're sorry, we didn't know that some of it was like blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, it was all fine. Thank you
it's
so
fine.
Much.
It's fine. Where's my check?
You are very professional.
Yeah, where's my money?
That's amazing. Oh,
that's
wow.
great. Well, anyway. Thank you so much for joining us. On that note,
thank you for having us, guys. What a way on rivulets of semen. If that's
rivulets
not the way we go,
semen.
That's not the way we go out. And I'm hoping that Barbara Streisand's nominated for an Oscar this year for.
Yeah, maybe she'll finally get like, one. That young upstart
get the desserts. She'll know. We appreciate y'all having us.
Well, this is part two of a two-parter. You can listen to part one over at Reality Gaze.
Yes.
Yes.
Where else can people find you? Let them know.
RealityGaze.com. Sorry.
RealityGaze.com. It's not porn anymore. It used to be porn. It's not
anymore.
We got
it. Are you going to buy rivuletsofcum.org and redirect it?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Bought it while we were talking.
Yeah,
sorry.
True. If you do go to picklefinder.net, you will be redirected to us, I believe.
Yeah, okay. picklefinder.net. Or you can find us on Instagram at RealityGazePodcast. You can
probably
find
doesn't
us on
work now.
The TikTok at RealityGaze and Twitter at RealityGaze Pod. And we're on YouTube. We're on YouTube too if you want to listen to
Brave
us.
Brave souls.
So, yeah, we're a podcaster on it so people can find us, but we don't get any ad money or anything for that because some people like to think that some of our theme songs sound like real songs, and we promise they're all written
by
us.
Some people said that our song sounds like the Love Boat theme, and I don't hear it.
Not familiar.
Honestly.
We don't get it.
Not familiar. Not familiar.
Not familiar.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it.
No.
I don't hear it. Completely originals by me.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
We love a gay cray. Thank you for being here.
We love y'all.
We'll talk to you guys very soon.
Bye.
Bye.